There's an opportunity next week from our partners at WGBH on the Frontline program to see a courtroom drama like a few others you normally see on television. The Frontline documentary is called Death by Fire. It airs, as I said, next week on Tuesday. Joining us now are Jesse Dieter and Mike Hall. Jesse Dieter is very familiar with the details of the case in this particular documentary. She produced the Frontline documentary. And we're also speaking with Mike Hall, a senior editor at Texas Monthly. First of all, good morning to both of you, Jesse and Mike.
Good morning.
We're talking about the case of Cameron Todd Willingham. He was executed by the state of Texas in 2004. It's a grisly case. He was tried and convicted and executed by lethal injection for setting fire to his home, killing his three young daughters. But now Texas is reexamining his case. Why should Americans, Jesse Dieter, pay attention to this particular grisly case and its reexamination?
It's important for several reasons, and primarily, as Sam Bassett, former chair of the Texas Forensic Commission, would say, because we all want the opportunity to go back and look at our mistakes and learn from them, especially when the mistakes are involving lives and our criminal justice system, and it affects everybody.
You know, I've covered a lot of capital cases down in Texas. Mike Hall, it's my understanding that Texas has that exculpatory rule that if there are no facts that are exculpatory to a convicted defendant brought up within 60 days or some deadline, that it can no longer be brought into the appeal process. Is that, first of all, true in Texas, and does that apply to this particular case?
I don't think it's 60 days. I think it's more like a year. But you've got to, if you don't have new facts, it's really hard to bring an appeal up, bring it into the appeal later. And that keeps a lot of, you know, new evidence out. It's a real procedural problem for defense attorneys.
And in this particular case, why has Texas decided to reopen it? Are there new facts that would exonerate the defendant?
Well, in this case, there's it's how do you define facts? I mean, it's new science. Cameron Todd Willingham was convicted based on the science of the time in 1991. And back then, arson science believed certain things that were indicators of arson that meant that a fire was a crime. Now we know that those indicators are not indicators of an actual intentional crime. They're just indicators that there was a fire.
Mike Hall,
so, I mean, it's not necessarily new facts, but it's certainly new science.
Mike Hall is a senior editor at Texas Monthly talking about the Cameron Todd Willingham case, which is the subject of a Frontline documentary called Death by Fire, which airs next week. Jesse Dieter produced and directed that documentary. What was the, I mean, it seems to me that jurors in this particular case were faced with the fact of here's a man who burned his three young daughters. It wasn't a fact, but it certainly was an emotional fact for everybody who witnessed that trial. How did you find this when you went back to interview people?
Well, when I went back to interview people, interestingly, I had a difficult time getting people on both sides of the story to talk, because both the people, the supporters and family of Cameron Todd Willingham, felt that their story hadn't been told and hadn't been told correctly. And then by the time I got to Corsicana, Texas, the people of Corsicana, Texas were very leery of outsiders like myself coming in from California and telling them how things had happened, and that they were all aware that there was this new quote-unquote science regarding the way they should look at the case. And they all said to a man and to a woman, basically, you weren't there. You didn't see what we saw. We don't care about the science. And it was really at a visceral level, at a gut level for them, but it was really a privilege for me to get to hear everybody's story.
Is this a situation where the reputation of a bad boy in a small town trumps the specific facts that would determine arson, Jesse Dieter?
I think that if you were the jury, and I hope this comes through in the film, you will see why, or at least understand why, the jury might have thought that Todd Willingham was guilty. What they were presented with, as you said, was the initial arson investigator getting on the stand saying, I have witnessed and seen and investigated 1,200 to 1,500 cases. I'm the expert, and I'm telling you this is arson. I'm telling you this is a set fire. I'm telling you there is a murder. And if there's a murder, somebody has to pay. And from the evidence they saw evidence that Todd Willingham was a Satanist. They saw saw a jailhouse informant who told them that Todd Willingham confessed. They heard testimony that Todd Willingham was a psychopath who could not be ever living with among them as a normal person. Mm. All these things later proved to be debunked. Those Satanist images in Todd Willingham's room later to be proved to be posters of Iron Maiden and Led Zeppelin. But at the time, they knew a man in their community who had a reputation as not treating his wife very well. As Vicki Prater said, he didn't respect his family, according to them, the way he should have. He wasn't right. given the benefit of the doubt that some people in that community might have been given.
Jesse Dieter produced and directed the Frontline documentary called Death by Fire, which airs next week. Mike Hall, before we go, everyone's dead in this case, the girls and the defendant. There's something sad no matter what the outcome is here, right?
Oh, it's just terrible. I mean, the whole thing, even down to his wife, Stacey Kuykendall, is now saying that he confessed about it, which just doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, it's just the whole thing is just a terrible, terrible thing.
A sad case down in Texas. Mike Hall is a senior editor at Texas Monthly. Tune in to our partner at WGBH program Frontline with the program Death by Fire on the Cameron Todd Willingham case. It airs next week.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.